Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready for another Victory Monday, Keith?
How could I not be, Jones? One after another. If you're not ready now, you'll never be ready. What a game. What a win. What a team.
It was quite a game, quite a roller coaster. Just on that call, quite a roller coaster.
Yeah.
We're almost like, I don't like they're running in the car.
Oh, my God, I love it! I love it!
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I'd like to make fun of Romo, but I was kind of with him.
I felt like Romo, really both Henderson touchdowns. I was like, that's the call.
That is the call. Way to go.
These plays to the left with Tonga are not working. And then, boom.
Tonga.
To the house.
Awesome.
This team is DTF, Jim.
No, they are. I'm with them on that, too.
This team
is absolutely 1,000%.
Hey, same. Me and the Pats. Spider-Man meme. Same. We are both that.
They are DTF.
Yes.
Big time DTF, and I'm in. Yeah. Pats win again. It's 7 in a row. Whew. They are now 8-2, and I hope.
Yeah.
Because I heard, Keith.
What'd you hear?
You lose this game, it's bad.
Oh, really?
It's bad.
No, yeah. So flip side.
And so they won, which I guess means it good.
It's good. So it's very good.
They now have 2 wins that I think they can stack up against anybody else in the AFC. Tampa and Buffalo, which, Lou, might,
honestly,
in fact, mean duck boats. It might.
Why not? If, like, for us to talk about it, why not? I'm sure Mike Vrabel, Drake May, those guys, they don't want to talk about that, and that's fair. Like, you get that. But you beat the Bills on the road and the Bucks on the road? All right. So who can't you beat? Like, there's nobody, especially the way the NFL has played out this year. Watch the games. We're going to do what happened next hour. You look around the league. Teams are tripping up all the time to inferior opponents. Patriots are rolling. And they already did, to be honest. I mean, you go back to, they lost to the Raiders. Like, that was week 1. They lost to the Raiders, but they are trending very much in the right direction. They didn't have a lot of tough tests on the schedule. Well, they're 2-0 in what are the 2 tough tests. They'll have a rematch with Buffalo, and then they'll play Lamar and the Ravens later on in the year. But that was impressive because it wasn't their best performance. They didn't have Kayshon Boutte. Even Ramondre. I know there's ups and downs with Ramondre. They didn't have him either. Like, they didn't play their best, and they still went into Tampa Bay and beat the Bucs. Like, that is super impressive.
Very impressive. And I think the most impressive part of it is they didn't even play their best.
No.
And they beat Tampa at Tampa. So you guys can discuss all day long. It is a Patriots Monday. Here on Jones and Keefe, we got your phone call, 617-779-7937, phone and text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat along, just subscribe to WEEI. You can do that on YouTube as well. We're going to talk to Hunter Henry on a Patriots Monday scheduled for 11:15. So mark that down. We have what happened from week 10 of the NFL. That's at 11:30, plus grab bag and the clip du jour. We're talking about the Patriots victory yesterday, 28-23 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It did not come without its bumps in the game.
Oh, for sure.
They once again can't stop a team on the opening drive. The Bucs march right down the field, score with ease.
Yeah.
You had Drake May throwing a late awful end zone interception in the game. And yet, they beat the Bucs 28-23. They've won seven in a row. They are at the top of the AFC. They remain there, although percentage-wise, they actually dropped based on Indy's win and the Denver win going back to Thursday Night Football. But they beat a team like Tampa at Tampa, and they didn't even play their best, which to me is the key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Their ceiling's a lot higher than what they showed yesterday, Keith, and what they showed yesterday was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. You know, a couple of streaks went up in smoke. You know, they had not allowed a 50-yard rusher all season, and they've played against some really good backs. You know, Bijan Robinson's been on the schedule, and Sean Tucker, of all people, goes for 53 yards. So not a big day necessarily, but he did it on 9 carries, so credit to him. But so that breaks one streak, right? So
Sean Tucker, the slump buster.
Sean Tucker.
That's what he was.
I mean, they ran for 113, and so you gave up that stat, right? You had like this streak going, and it was like an all-time streak. I think it was like since the 60s like that a team had done that. So that's out the window. Drake May had this long streak of a 100 quarterback rating that we reference all the time because you're comparing him to 07 Brady, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes MVP seasons. Well, he barely throws 50% completion percentage. His quarterback rating is under 90. You mentioned that interception, just the worst interception. Like, that is something that you would think like a struggling rookie would do, because it wasn't just an end zone interception, which on their own are always terrible, but it was how much time was left, what the score was, how much a field goal would have actually helped you there. Like, that was a brutal end zone interception. Overcomes it. Like, they were able to overcome all of that and play against a top five, top 10, certainly quarterback in the NFL, do it on the road. Pretty good defense, a really good number one wide receiver who did have a good day. But, like, all of that, and you still won the game. So, like, they didn't play their best. That's another sign of a really good team, is when you don't have your best, even against a good opponent. Like, it's not like they played poorly and then they beat, you know, the Saints, which they did earlier this year. But, like, they didn't have their best game and they still beat the Bucs. Like, that is pretty impressive.
So they're up 21-16, as you detailed. They get down there. May throws just an awful end zone interception on third down.
Yeah.
Where who beat him to the pick? Smith ended up beating Hollins to the corner of the end zone.
But, like, really not even close. Like, that's just a bad read.
It
like
was.
He was covered, and yeah.
And so it's 21-16. You're like, crap, here comes Tampa.
Yeah.
And the defense gets the turnover on downs, which is back-to-back great plays. Our guy Craig Woodson, the eraser. Erased the third down play.
Yeah.
And then Kalavon Chasen won't get credit for a sack, or at least he had the initial pressure. I forget who had Mayfield wrapped up.
Yeah, he was good.
Mayfield actually snuck out of it and completed like an over-the-shoulder pass to, I think it was Rashad White. But that was basically a sack on fourth down. The defense rose up there. And then Henderson kind of, sort of, put it away with a long touchdown run of 69 yards.
Nice.
Should he have slid there, Keith?
So it's actually hilarious because in real time, I was thinking the same thing. Because I'm trying to, you're looking at the score and you're trying to be like, all right, if you slide, but didn't Tampa still have their timeouts?
They still had two timeouts. Yeah, yeah. Vrabel actually said that this morning.
Okay, right? Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, but it's amazing that he looked to the sideline. Because, like, in real time, I'm like, I'm not sure. Because there are other times you've seen it and you've seen teams do it, and you're like, that was 100% the right call. That makes sense. And then you just knee it, and the game's over. You don't have to worry about anything else. But this is one where, like, there's kind of just enough time mixed in with some timeouts. This is going to put you up by two scores, so go for it. So I think you made the right call.
I'm going to tell you, in real time, I also thought it was the right call. Then the Bucs came down and scored too easily.
Lickety splits.
Tez Johnson's second touchdown. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And Diggs made that incredible play on the onside kick where he got blown up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But was able to reel that in. So, I don't know. I was second-guessing myself. But in real time, I had no problem with him scoring on that play. He looked to the sideline. They waved him in. So good
But like, good heads-up play by him
to
not just be like, hey, I'm scoring the touchdown, which, again, I think was the right call, but at least to double-check and knew that he had that much ground in front of the closest defender where he could look over at the coaching staff, see what they wanted him to do, and they're like, get in there. And he's like, okay.
Go for it.
So, that was really, really something.
So a monster game for Henderson really came down
God.
To
it's
two
great.
Long runs,
yeah.
But 14 carries, 147, two touchdowns. Kyle Williams got in the end zone. Diggs had a great fourth down catch, which I want to get to here coming up. It was not Drake May's best. We talked about the interception. Keith, you talked about the end of the 100 quarterback rating. He was 89.4.
Yeah.
16 out of 31, 270, two touchdowns and a pick. Didn't have much going on the ground. Seven carries for 13 yards, but May talked about this yesterday. Another high-level team win for the Pats.
May's gritty. No, just so proud of this team. Just every week we're fighting. Some things aren't going our way. We're handling adversity, battling adversity. Defense is stepping up. You know, just what a complete game. That's what we said all week, show up for 60 minutes. We knew it was a good football team. We knew if we got up, they were going to come back, and they came marching back. And just proud of the guys for standing up, especially our defense with a big stop. And, man, just proud of this team.
Okay, he should be proud of the team and they're at and the progress they're making. And, you know, to me, Keith, you can stack up what they've done against every single team in the AFC. I mean, record-wise, they're 8-2 with Denver and Indy. They've won 7 in a row, just like Denver. The next hottest teams after them are the Chargers and the Ravens. Thank you, Joe. With 3 each. I think you can stack up the 2.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wins Buffalo and Tampa at Buffalo and Tampa with what Indy's done, Denver and the Chargers.
Yeah, definitely.
With what Denver's done, they beat Philly. Good win. Yep. But that's really the only win that stands out to me. Pittsburgh, and they're falling off. They've lost 3 out of 4 after last night.
Look out below.
Pittsburgh has 2 good wins, Pats and Colts, but they're 5-4. Chargers now have beaten Kansas City and Denver. They've won 3 in a row. Watch out for the Chargers.
Yeah, nobody's talking about the Chargers. They're kind of the cat in the grass.
Buffalo has 2 good wins, KC and Baltimore. You know, KC has 2 good wins. Detroit and Baltimore. No one has more than the 2 quality wins that the Patriots have.
There's not enough out there.
Any team in the AFC, yeah. And that might be it.
I think when people look at the Patriots schedule, they're like, oh, it's the worst schedule. It is. Or, like, a good schedule in that sense. But it is because, like, there's some of those really just bottom dregs teams. But it's not like the other teams are playing only awesome teams, right? Like, so some of their bad opponents might be the teams with 3 or 4 wins. Right, so like weighted, you'd be like, oh, well, win percentage, because the Pats have Browns and Titans and Saints and stuff like that, rather than, you know, teams that are like one notch above them. But if you're just talking about quality wins, yeah, I'll take the Patriots. Plus the way they're going. I mean, obviously they're on this long winning streak, but like they haven't missed a beat in so long. Like, you got to go all the way back to week 1 and 3 for their losses.
And it feels like Vrabel is dialed in. You know, their drive right before halftime, Keith, and they bookended it again. They got the 4th down touchdown to Diggs with the toe tap.
Great call. Well, I'm not necessarily even great play call. I just mean, like, great call to go for it.
Yes.
Like, in that moment, you're like, all right, you got Baker Mayfield on the other side. He wasn't exactly lighting it up, but you're like, you don't want to settle for a field goal there.
So they bookend it. They get the touchdown to Diggs. Yeah. They get the touchdown out of halftime on the long run to Travion Henderson. But that drive going into halftime, 14 plays, 78 yards, long 3rd down conversion to Pop Douglas that gets him down, you know, right outside the 10-yard line. The 1st down play, Drake May, middle of the line for no gain. Do you think they were trying to score there?
Yeah.
May claims he was.
Yeah.
Vrabel didn't really answer it. You're going to hear it coming up.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to say.
I think they were trying to burn clock. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you're giving up another hit on the quarterback, you know, but... I think either way, it probably would have worked.
Well, but I just think burning some clock there and not giving Baker Mayfield any time to come back, the way it worked out, it winds up looking brilliant. If that was intentional, maybe it wasn't. And then Henderson into the middle of the line twice for no gain. They hit Diggs in the corner for a 1-yard score.
What a catch.
Unbelievable
like,
catch.
What a ridiculous catch.
Like, that's why he's here.
Yes.
You know, plays like that. He did not have a monster game yesterday, but he had 2 massive plays. And the onside kick recovery, I think, was his only quote-unquote touch of the 2nd half.
Might have been.
The onside recovery.
But, like, the level of difficulty on that, you know, like 1 yard line, you try to run it and you can't, and then you're like, all right, it all comes down to this. It's well covered. He catches it, gets his feet in bounds, and it's like, that's something that like these veteran elite receivers, like they can do. Like not every guy in the league can do that.
It's crazy. So here's Vrabel on that end of the half sequence and whether or not they were actually trying to score or what they were up to right before halftime.
Mike, can you talk about the end of the first half sequence? Did you tell Drake to go down on purpose on first down?
It was a huge, huge play for us on fourth down. Got confidence in our guys. And so to be able to have confidence in them at that moment and them come through, you know, that's about players and not necessarily play. So I was really excited and proud of Steph and Drake for scoring when we were and being able to end the half with the football in our hands.
What about the first down? Did you want to work in clock because of their timeout situation?
Like I said, we're just really excited that we could end the ball with the, you know, in our hands at the end of the first half and then be able to come out in the second half.
I think that's
fair.
A yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
May,
you're right. Fair.
May said after the game he was trying to score.
Sure.
I don't believe him. I think that's what
liar?
They were doing.
Well, so he's a liar?
I just think he was trying to score.
Yeah.
But
hey, it's not the end of the world here.
If I don't get it, it's not a big deal because we're running
bleed
clock.
Bleed clock. Yeah. No, that worked out. That's good stuff.
So I think Vrabel's pretty dialed in.
Yes.
I think that's evidence of it. I think the team's pretty dialed in. They're feeling themselves. It was like a Patriots party yesterday in Tampa.
A lot of Pats people down there.
I mean,
yeah,
and
no
doubt. That tells you people are on board with what the team's doing and people believe in this team. And you should. No one else in the AFC has done more than you. I don't think.
No.
You're 8-2. You've won 7 in a row. You have 2 great wins on the road. I think you have the resume. I think it's fair to believe in this team and say it's not just year one of a rebuild and they're ahead of schedule. This is a team that can compete and contend this year.
Well, it's as simple as you have, and we'll get into this more, but you have the favorite to win the MVP, and you have, I don't know if he is odds-wise, but he should be the favorite to be coach of the year.
Ooh, I'll check that.
So if you go in with the best player and the best quarterback, specifically the best player being, or best quarterback, best coach, for years and years and years, we would always do that same exercise. And that was, you know, unfair because it was Tom Brady, but Tom Brady versus Bill, head-to-head, every single game, every single weekend, you're like, well, they obviously have the advantage. It didn't mean they won every single game, but you just went in knowing, all right, you're in a pretty good spot because you have the QB and you have the coach. All of a sudden, you do here. You know, last year, not the pylon last year.
No, it happened overnight, though.
Because
right,
last year, you started the year for the first 5 weeks of the season with perhaps the worst quarterback-coach combo in the NFL. Perhaps. Mm-hmm. Debatable. And then you turn it over to Drake May, and there's some growing pains, and you still had an inept head coach. So, like, you never had that advantage on a week-to-week basis. You never did. And then to start this year, even week one, you're like, all right, Vrabel and May or Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. Well, those guys get the better of you. And then talking about it the next day, you're like, I don't know, maybe those guys are a little bit ahead. And then something flipped in this team after the Steelers lost, right, because that was a lot of turnovers. That was kind of a mess. And then since then, maybe it's blown out Carolina. Maybe it's the confidence of beating Buffalo. But after that, I'm looking at all the matchups. I'm like, I kind of like this combination more than almost anybody else.
Well, look, to your point, Vrabel and Steichen, both plus 145.
Okay,
at
so
least
tied.
At least on DraftKings. And May is your betting favorite now to be the MVP. Let's get into it with all your thoughts here all day long on a Patriots Monday, a Victory Monday on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up 617-779-7937. Hunter Henry on tap today. What happened week 10 of the NFL as well? A reminder, football talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. May is the betting favorite for MVP. Let's get into that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The New England Patriots are now winners of 7 straight after yesterday's 28-23 win over the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. With 1:47 left in the game, the Patriots sealed the victory on Trevion Henderson's 69-yard touchdown run, Henderson's second touchdown of the game. Drake May finished the game 16 of 31 for 270 yards with 2 touchdowns and an interception. Kyle Williams got a 72-yard touchdown pass, and Stephon Diggs scored on a 1-yard pass from May. It's a short week for the Patriots. The Pats will host the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football. Yesterday, the Jets defeated the Cleveland Browns 27 to 20. Week 10 in the NFL wraps up with a Monday Night Football matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. Westwood One's call of the game can be heard right here on 93.7. Pregame coverage begins at 7 o'clock and kickoff from Lambeau Field is at 8:15. The Boston Celtics earned the split in the C's weekend series against the Magic in Orlando after last night's 111-107 win. Jaylen Brown scored a team-high 27 points and Derek White added in 21 points in the victory. Up next, the C's are in Philadelphia to play the 76ers tomorrow night. Sad news out of the NBA. Hall of Fame player and coach Lenny Wilkins passed away yesterday at the age of 88. Wilkins was a 9-time All-Star as a player and won an NBA championship as the head coach of the Seattle Supersonics in 1978. According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Cleveland Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz have been charged with fraud, conspiracy, and bribery. Clase and Ortiz allegedly took bribes from sports bettors to throw certain types of pitches. If convicted, Clase and Ortiz could face up to 65 years in prison. And the Boston Bruins will return to the ice tomorrow night, looking to make it 7 wins in a row when the Bees host the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm Billy Lanny. That's right, I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.